Today is the glorious and the most joyful feast of the whole year, the feast on which our Lord rose bright and glorious from the dead. This is the day of our Lord's great triumph over sin and death, and it's a happy day for us as well, because today gives us an idea of what we can expect if we save our souls. The resurrection of our Lord and his glorified body are a model for us of what we will enjoy one day, please God, that we save our souls. We should think about heaven today and how happy we will be if we save our souls. In order to do that, though, we will have to suffer patiently all of the difficulties and trials of this life for the love of God. But we have to remember that all kinds of pain and suffering and persecution and everything else that we suffer here on earth will come to an end someday. And if we are saved, then all of our troubles in this world will become a source of joy for us in heaven. Our Lord encouraged us by telling us exactly this. He said, "Your sorrow will be turned into joy." The happiness of heaven is so great that we can't describe it or even understand it. St. Paul was given a tiny glimpse of heaven, and he said that eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, what things God has prepared for those who love him. So no one has ever seen anything as beautiful as the beauty of heaven. And the music of heaven is more beautiful than any music we've ever heard. And we've never experienced anything remotely like the joy, the immense joy that God has prepared in heaven for everyone that loves him. We see on earth a beautiful landscape or a view of a mountain or some beautiful place here. And we are amazed and we stare at it as long as we can. But that is nothing in comparison with the beauty of heaven. To understand how great the joy of heaven is, all we have to know is that that is the home of God himself, who has designed heaven to make us as happy as we can possibly be. St. Bernard says that heaven is a place where there is nothing that we don't want and everything that we do want. All of our desires will be fulfilled, meaning that there will be nothing in heaven that we don't like. There will be no nighttime in heaven, no unpleasant weather. There will be one perpetual beautiful day. There will be no more persecution or fighting with anyone else, no more jealousy of any kind, because everyone in heaven sincerely loves everyone else, and everyone there is as happy about someone else's good fortune as if it were his own. There will be no pain or sickness of any kind because the body will be glorified. There will be no poverty in heaven. Everyone will be rich beyond his imagination, and he will not want anything further. No one will be afraid of anything in heaven because the soul will be confirmed in grace, and they will be completely unable to lose that perpetual joy. In heaven, we will have everything that we want. The sense of sight will be filled with joy in seeing the beautiful city of heaven and all the people there surrounded with glory. We will see the beauty of Our Lady, who will be more beautiful than all the saints and angels combined. We will see the beauty of our Lord himself, who will be infinitely more beautiful even than Our Lady. Heaven will be filled with a wonderful fragrance, and we will be hearing the glorious music and singing of the blessed, who will sing the praises of God for all eternity. Of course, we don't deserve any of this. Really, we deserve instead to be punished for our sins. But the death of Christ gives us a founded hope of obtaining heaven. We have to ask him every day to bring us to heaven when we die. Or rather, to help us live our lives here in a way that will make us obtain that eternal reward. And we have to pray to Our Lady for this every day as well, and certainly she will help us. Let us imagine a soul that has just left this world in sanctifying grace, and it is now confirmed in good for all eternity. The soul will be filled with humility and confidence as it stands before our Lord, its judge. But our Lord will embrace this soul, and he will say the words of the Canticle of Canticles, "Come, my spouse, come, and thou wilt be crowned." If this soul needs to be purified in purgatory, he will send it down there, and the soul will be completely resigned, and they will embrace this temporary punishment, because the soul will not even want to enter into heaven until it is completely cleansed. This person's guardian angel will bring him down into purgatory, and the person will willingly go with his guardian angel and will thank him for all the help that he received from his guardian angel during this life that has helped him to be saved. We should desire eagerly the day when we will leave this world in sanctifying grace, please God, and never be able to lose God again. We will be happy to spend whatever time in purgatory will be necessary, knowing that when we are there, we will be filled with the love of God and freed from any temptation or any ability to sin ever again. When at last a person's soul is finished atoning for his sins, his guardian angel will come again to bring that person out of purgatory and bring him into the presence of God, who is waiting for him in heaven. Then the soul will go beyond the clouds all the way up to heaven. And just imagine then the first reaction that this person will have when he enters this beautiful country and sees this wondrous place for the first time. This is something we should all work for as hard as we can, to have this happen to us someday. All the angels and saints will come and to meet this soul as he enters heaven, especially his patron saints and the people that he prayed to when he was on earth. They will welcome this new person with tremendous joy into the abode of the blessed. Let us pray to God every day to make us worthy of this reward, and let us do what we can to avoid sin and come to Mass and the sacraments as often as possible, and to say our rosary every day. That is what will get us to heaven. A person who enters heaven for the first time will be filled with joy at meeting his relatives and friends who have entered heaven already. But by far the greatest joy will be to see Our Lady, our Queen, and to kiss her feet and thank her for all her kindness that she has done for us during life. And Our Lady will embrace this new soul in heaven and present it to her Son, Jesus. And that our Lord will say to him, "Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." And the person will be glorified with a glorified body, similar in a way to that of our Lord himself. But we have to love God very much in this life if we want to love him forever in heaven. We have to love him more than anything in this world and renounce whatever would get between us and him, especially anything mortally sinful. If we don't at least do that, then we will never get to heaven at all. But the beauty of the saints and the music of heaven and all the other delights of the senses are not even the greatest joy of heaven. The greatest joy of heaven is the beatific vision, the joy of the elect at seeing the face of God. St. Augustine says that if God could let his beautiful face be seen even for a brief moment by the lost souls in hell, it would turn the torments of hell practically into heaven. They would be so overcome with joy, they wouldn't even feel the fires or anything else. Even in this world, God sometimes give someone a tiny foretaste of heaven in prayer, when he shows a person his goodness and love for this person in prayer, and the person is filled with consolation and joy, and he understands the immense love that God has for him. And yet, this is a tiny foretaste of the joys of heaven. In this life, we can see God only through a veil, as St. Paul says. If it can be so joyful even to see God just through this veil in prayer, what will it be like when he takes away the veil and shows us his face openly? We have to have a sense of humility, though, and remember that we are not worthy of seeing God because of our sins, but we have to hope in God's goodness and his mercy that we will see him in heaven forever. And certainly we can have hope because God himself gave his life in order that we could make it to heaven. But we have to do what God says, and we have to keep his commandments if we want to make it. Otherwise, we will end up in hell. Certainly here on earth, the people who are happiest here are those who love God and practice virtue, even in this world. And yet even they don't have a full or complete happiness here either. None of us knows for sure whether we are in sanctifying grace or not. And none of us knows whether we will persevere to the end. And this thought can be disturbing to us. But in heaven, the soul will be certain that it loves God and that God loves it. It will see also the bond of love that unites it to God, and it will know that that bond will last forever. And the soul in heaven will be inflamed with love of God because it will see God's love of it. In heaven, we will see the goodness of God in becoming man and dying for our sins, and in giving himself to us in the Holy Eucharist. We will see all the graces that God gave us during life in order to lead us to heaven. We will see the crosses that he sent us and how they were actually gifts from him to purify us and bring us to heaven. We will see the many times that God mercifully called us to repentance when we sinned, and all the times that he gave us the grace to avoid falling into sin. We will see also how many people were lost in hell that sinned less than we did. And we will see God's immense love for us at giving us the graces that we needed to be saved, and that now we can never lose him forever. We will know with certainty that we will never lose the possession of God for all eternity. If there were any fear that the blessed in heaven could lose God, heaven wouldn't even be heaven at all. But no, in heaven, we will know that as long as God exists, meaning for all eternity, we will have the perfect security and happiness that we have at that point. And our joy in heaven will not grow less over time. We will never get used to it or get bored. The joys of heaven will always be something new to us and as great as the very first moment when we entered heaven. The blessed will always be happy and always desiring happiness and always having everything they want. So when we have some trouble in this life, let us raise our eyes up to heaven and think about the happiness that is waiting for us if we are in sanctifying grace. And if we are not in sanctifying grace, then the first thing we have to do is to repent of our sins and recover sanctifying grace. The sufferings of this world will come to an end one day. In fact, they will turn into something that will give us immense joy in heaven if we offer them up now for the love of God. The saints are waiting for us in heaven too. The angels as well, and Our Lady is waiting for us. And our Lord himself is standing with the crown that he wants to place on our heads if we will remain faithful to him. Let us turn away from anything that would deprive us of heaven. No matter what it is in this world, and think about heaven to fill us with hope and desire and love. And let us pray to Our Lady to pray for us now and at the hour of our death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.